I love that fact that within a, just a little... See, most digital synthesizers don't do that. There's a cutoff. It's like a limitation. It's
the brick wall.
Again, so you're like in this feel of this particular sequence. Again, like, so I was saying, you just put everything right into the system. So you like a little bit of this, the feel of this. Record it in, change it, change the feel. Digital pixies inside. It's like those Keebler elves. They somehow found a way to make them even smaller. And then instead of making like really delicious cookies that are really not that delicious because they're all so dry by the time you get home.
Well, they're made in basically just dried Crisco, right? It's just dried Crisco and flour.
No, come on. Hey, no, sure. Come up with something. If I can get something this cool, then you can, because I have no idea what I'm doing. Good, if you want to go in and change the sequence and pattern.
Yes!
Yes, see that? That will be available on Beatport very soon. It'll be on the, oh my god, I can't believe they put this for sale section. Sexy. Again, we can play some more music, which will definitely be helpful. I could get a drink of water because I've never knew that entire desert could evolve in my mouth at one time. But the only way that you're really gonna get an understanding and real feel for it is if you play it. I've had some friends come over, some people from out of town who are here for NAMM. Again, they've heard us talk about it. You have to come and just play it. Fred Byron, Sean, who else was over recently? Jesus was not Jesus. Wasn't that there? That was different. The Pope. I mean, we had them all over. I mean, he blessed it. I mean, it's all here.
We got another remix we're working on for Tom Morello's new project called Street Sweeper Scene, Street Sweeper Social Club.
Yes, this is
called Ghetto Blaster.
It's called Ghetto Blaster. Yeah. again, more music. Anything to drown out the guy tuning the acoustic guitar over there. I mean, that's really, I mean, good Lord. They should have days, like, you know, they should make this like a month
long. Ask and you shall receive, my friend.
So let's listen to that and I'll sit here and...
All right, so go get a blaster. From the new Tom Morello project, I guess.
Now, there's a couple tracks that we can discuss production. I think we should, by the time I turn it over to you, the wonderful people who are waited so patiently for us to talk to you. What would you like to know? My favorite color?
Right, here we go. I'm going to turn it up now. Listen to the... We didn't bring the actual, because we have a lot of, it's still a work in progress. We got a lot of plugins. We weren't sure where the world was here. But this song started out at 90 beats per hour. It's up to 124. Now everybody has Ableton Live. Everybody knows Ableton Live and the ability to sort of change tempos and do that. And for a long time, we did that exclusively on Ableton Live. This is the first, one of the first ones where we've done everything in-house with all the different features in Pro Tools. And it's so smart. I mean, it drop it in there, tell the tempo, figures it out. You can go in and change some things around, but it's a lot more intuitive than I think than some of the other products out there, especially if you're working in the box here. It sounds great. You have a lot of different options as far as what type of, different
X forms
or all the different things you go over with. I find the one that works the best is yours, the one that you can always choose.
That talk about the algorithms that you can choose, mean for elastic stuff.
But
it's great running only one program.
Oh yeah, this is our next track right here. This is the jam right here.
It's podcast.
Welcome to NAMM, baby.
Anyway, so we can take some questions. Again, I'd strongly recommend that you to put your hands on it and play around with it and see for yourself. It's so hard in this environment. Get some good headphones. But it truly, I tell you, mark my words, this is the best, synth here. And the price point is there, you just don't have a lot of money. You have a lot of money, it's right there. The sounds are warm. They have that analog familiarity to it. They don't have a lot of the digital drop off on the bottom. You really, really hear a really clean, clean bottom. That one's for you, Sean. and the depth of sounds. We're not just talking about leads. We're talking about pads that are gorgeous and lush, that have real ethereal feel to them. The leads are great. Percussion is there. Great bass lines and bass synths in here. And just a lot of functionality that's right there on the top. You can get in and tweak any part of it you want through their editor. We were talking about earlier how you can just record the arpeggiated parts right into Pro Tools and edit them as you wish, change the feel, rearrange them. Nothing else to say besides, the fact that I find it to be one of my favorite products and most inspirational product I've seen in a long time. So,
guys, I just want to thank the Crystal Method for showing up today, guys. Thank you so much. I know it's not only what you do. I know it's not your normal thing. So thanks so much.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks so much, guys. Ken and Scott, give me a big hand, folks.
Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.